When Mount Vesuvius erupted about 2,100 years ago in the Roman cities of Pompeii and neighbor Herculaneum, some things were preserved in lava and others destroyed. A set of heavily charred and damaged papyrus rolls discovered in a grand villa believed to be the home of Julius Caesar's father-in-law were first excavated in 1752, most completely unreadable in rolled-up charcoal chunks. Tuesday, the journal Nature Communications published how in the era of delete keys, even severely burned paper can be read with wild new technology. David Sider, a professor of classics at New York University, says readers of ancient Greek and Latin are looking forward to seeing more of this treasure. Actual new stuff to read, says Professor Sider, makes people like him practically giddy. Professor, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Is it right to say that on some level you're using X-ray techniques to sort of CAT scan these?
CAT scan is fine. I mean, it's a little bit more sophisticated than that because it's not merely looking at the differences between them, but even the physical differences between them. That is, the ink that they used was thick, and so it's somewhat three-dimensional. This doesn't mean anything if you're reading a nice, clean papyrus, but it does to the machine because they can not only try to find the difference in blackness, which the human eye isn't capable of detecting, but even detecting the height of the letters. And that's been very helpful, this last stage, which is part of the discovery that's announced in Nature.
So you take these 3D images, even coming in from the side, and you can recreate letters and possibly phrases and maybe whole translations.
That's the idea.
What do we think is in these scrolls?
Well, the safest thing to say is that it's probably more of the same that's been uncovered with drastic results since the middle of the 18th century when they were first discovered. And what that is far more Greek than Latin, and of the Greek, primarily philosophical texts, and of the philosophical texts, primarily Epicurean texts, which are written either by Epicurus himself and then by someone who had been truly obscure before the discovery, someone named Philodemus, who was a Semitic philosopher who made his way to Athens and then to Naples. And that he lived in the first century B.C. He was a strict adherent in his own mind of Epicurus's views. And so he wrote at great length explaining Epicurus and defending Epicurus against, for example, the Stoics or anyone who disagreed with him.
What do you think the philosophers would make of the survival of this text through all this adversity, a volcano, all these years, and the fact that it's had to be deciphered in this way that involves so sophisticated a technology?
It depends on which philosophers you're talking about. Plato, as a matter of fact, had a very great distrust of the written word.
Yeah, he would say, why waste your time with text? It's the thought that matters.
Yes, it's thought, and it's your own thought that matters. It's not what you read, because if you read a text and have a question, you can talk to the book, but it's not going to respond. Hence, Socratic dialogue, which Plato promulgated in written works, rather ironically. For the other schools, I think they were valuable and highly regarded. There were deluxe editions in the ancient world, we know. But for the philosophers, they were largely tools, and they still believed very much in oral teaching, as we do today.
So on a scale from 0 to 10, this is a moment of extreme excitement for someone like you?
It is, actually. I mean, because from the 18th century on, when you got these charred rolls, charred means they lack the flexibility to be opened easily. And every time they tried to open it, they damaged it and they lost it. And then someplace about 1980 or so, the scientific community, the scholarly community, made a decision not to open these anymore in the hope, the expectation that that technology would allow them to read it without touching it. In other words, the equivalent of non-invasive surgery. And that's what this new discovery in the Nature article is all about.
So this stuff from Philodemus is going to give him a little profile here.
Yes, he's already achieved something of a profile since the 18th century.
David Sider is a professor of classics at New York University. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.